Chapter 16. The Price Paid. At the end of its first 12 months in Iraq, the Army began to confront the fact that it had suffered its first significant setback since the Vietnam War. The security situation had worsened, essential services were still not restored, and Iraqi faith in the American occupiers was dwindling. Some 300,000 U.S. troops had served there. The invasion force, and then the first rotation of the occupation, had gone home. The 101st Airborne, the 4th Infantry Division, the 1st Armored Division, and the 3rd Armored Cavalry Regiment. They had been replaced by the 1st Infantry Division, the 1st Cavalry Division, the Marines, and a grab bag of National Guard and Reserve units, all thrown into missions for which those backup forces hadn't been designed. And it was increasingly clear that the units that had gone back to the United States would be coming back for a second tour. The Army had little to show for its time in Iraq since the fall of Baghdad, but 800 dead and 5,000 wounded. It was a shaken institution, losing good people and provoking others to question it as it hadn't been in decades. Special Forces troops were the leading indicators of the problem the U.S. military faced. Better educated than most soldiers, and trained to be culturally sensitive, SF soldiers were among the first to speak out and criticize the approach the military was taking. Captain Oscar Estrada was typical of Army Special Forces officers in believing that the U.S. military still could prevail in Iraq, but only if it radically altered its approach. "I think we need to pull back," Estrada said. "Not pull out, but find a way to stop feeding the insurgency. Our presence there is feeding the fire." Like many others in Special Forces, he recommended revising the U.S. military presence to make it look more like the one in Afghanistan, where conventional troops are largely kept out of sight, and where the U.S. bases around the country are small facilities manned mainly by Special Forces troops. By June 2004, most Iraqis endorsed that view. In a poll conducted for the CPA in the country's biggest cities, 2/3 said they opposed the U.S. presence, but an even larger portion said the foreign troops should minimize their presence. On the question of whether the U.S. bases should be moved away from the cities, 82% agreed, and Iraqis were almost unanimous in their view that U.S. troops should stop conducting street patrols, with 94% supporting such a change. It became increasingly common for Special Forces soldiers to say that the regular army was not fighting the insurgency effectively, and perhaps was not capable of doing so. Special operators also began to argue that they were not being employed well, or even being allowed to do their jobs correctly. Lieutenant Colonel Rich Young, a Special Forces officer who served in Baghdad from March to August of 2004, said much later that the first patrol he went on was with the engineers from the 1st Cavalry Division. "I asked, 'What is this patrol about?' They said, 'It's a presence patrol.'" That made little sense to Young, especially as so many patrols were being bombed in the spring and summer of 2004, resulting in casualties to U.S. troops and doing little to reassure Iraqi bystanders. "We've been through a couple of years now, and IEDs are blowing off, and the people are tired of it,"